Hi, everybody. It's Camille. Welcome to another episode of Thinking of You, Questions and Answers for Online Faculty. Today's topic is a tough one, how to handle negative course evaluations. So in my university, we just got back our course evaluations from last trimester yesterday, and I was reflecting on how when I was a new instructor, I got some brutal course evaluations. People would comment not just about my teaching, but about my looks, my appearance, my voice, how I didn't know anything, and they could really feel like personal attacks. So I want to talk today about how you can use negative course evaluations as a tool for learning and also how to avoid using them as a tool for self-flagellation. So the first thing I want to acknowledge is that student evaluations are biased. They are not the sole determinant of whether your teaching is high quality. We know that women and people from minority groups consistently score worse on evaluations than white men, even if they're teaching the exact same course. And we also know that students have a really hard time separating whether they liked the class or you specifically from whether they actually learned anything from being there. So the reviews often just reflect whether they liked you and not their learning experience. We also know that classes that are perceived to be easy often get higher reviews, and face-to-face classes get higher reviews than online ones across the board. Does that mean that we should discard our student evaluations? No, absolutely not. I've talked to some faculty who are like, oh, I don't even read them. And I think that's also a mistake. I think they are a valuable indicator of the student perspective. So they might not be accurate at letting you know if you're teaching them anything. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. But I like to think of them as insight into the student perspective on your class. So when you're reading your evaluations, one thing that's really helpful when you're looking at a narrative statement about your course is to frame it with the statement, one student thinks, and then blah, blah, blah. So instead of, this was the worst class I've ever taken, you can say, one student thinks this was the worst class they've ever taken. It's a little bit nicer when you put it like that. Now, let's start out with what are you going to do when you get your evaluations back? The first thing you should do before you open them and read them, in my opinion, is write a short statement about how the class went for you. Before you hear the student perspective, just reflect on what worked really well, what you'd like to do differently next time, areas that didn't feel good to you, anything like that, some of your key learnings. That's going to be untainted by the student perspective. I like to write that down somewhere where I'll see it before I teach the class again the next time. So some people will put it at the top of their syllabus so that when they go to revise the syllabus, it's there. I have a specific file where I put these, but put it somewhere where you're going to remember that you have it. Then go ahead and take the plunge and read your evaluations. Now, especially when you're a new teacher or if you've taught a class section that didn't go particularly well, it can be a real bummer. What I want you to do is look for themes, underlying concerns. Now, if you find that you're just too wrapped up in it or it's too hurtful, get a second pair of eyes to help you look for themes because sometimes you just need that bit of perspective. What you want to look for is things that are coming up often or anything that's actionable. So here are some examples. If a lot of people are saying, this class is too hard, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to make the class easier, but it does tell you, huh, a lot of the students think that this class is too hard. So one thing you can do is say, okay, well, I actually need to reframe this class for them because what I want them to think is this class is really hard and I learned a lot from it, or it's really hard and I have all the tools I need to do it. You don't want them to be like, it's too hard. So the next time you teach the class, you want to start out with a little pep talk. Hey, this is a really hard class. You've probably heard from your peers. It's a really hard class. It is a really hard class. And here's why, or here's what we're going to do about it. Here's how I'm going to help you with this. You can definitely do this. So just have that be a theme in your own speaking about the course the next time you teach it. Okay. Another theme that you might see is, oh, the instructor didn't respond fast enough. It took too long to grade, or I didn't get responses quickly. So does this mean you need to respond faster? Maybe. Think about it. Do you need to respond faster? That may be a piece of feedback you could take away for next time. But it also may mean that you just need to make your expectations more clear. so the students know when they can expect a response. Does that mean that it, you know, the next time you teach a class, you want to send out an announcement? Hey, I want to let you know, I'll get back to you within 24 hours and I'm not on email on the weekends, or you can expect all of your grades within a week, whatever it is. Make sure they know that so they don't think you didn't respond fast enough. If they know when to expect your response, then they will know whether you met those expectations or not. Another one I often see in online classes is the instructor wasn't there. I felt like I was on my own. So maybe you were there and you're like, well, how could they possibly think that? I was there all the time. I was there every day. So you want to be like, okay, I was there every day, but they didn't see it. How can I make myself more visible in more ways so the students know that I'm there next time I teach it? Or maybe you weren't there. Maybe you just had a rough trimester and you weren't present. So think about that for next time. I want to put it on my calendar to check in every other day or however often you want to check in. Okay. Two specific examples that have come up in terms of clarifying your expectations and making sure you see this as the student perception are number one, I had a student who wrote feedback that they never got any feedback on their case studies. And I was like, what is she talking about? We give them extensive feedback every single time they do a case study. And then I realized, oh, she didn't know how to find it. She had no idea it was there. And so the next time I was able to give everybody in the class a description of how to find the feedback, I thought that they would know that because it's a, you know, third or fourth trimester course, but some people didn't. So the next time I was super, super clear about it and I didn't ever get that comment again. Same thing, I had a student write in a eval that I never told them when the live sessions were going to be. And I was like, oh, I don't even know what to say because I was like, it's in 17 places. How could it possibly miss this? But then I was like, okay, it's in 17 places. Maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but this student missed it. How can I make it more clear? And so I put it in one more place. You know, like I just, you know, tried to see that as a valuable, actionable piece of feedback. All right. So go through, look for themes. Now, you may still be like, okay, Camille, that's great. I looked for themes, but I still feel like crap. This is no fun. This is not good. I don't like being told I'm the worst teacher ever. This was the worst class they ever took, etc. So I wanted you to remember a few things. Number one, teaching is a process. The first time you teach a class, it's probably going to suck. And every now and then you will have a session that just doesn't go over well for whatever reason. You will have an irritable student. You will have somebody who is having a bad day. You'll have somebody who mixed up your class with another class. You don't know. But what you do know is that your class is going to get better every trimester. The reason that you care about them, the reason that these things hurt you is because you care and your teaching is important to you. And I think that's a good thing. So you don't ever really want to be in this situation where you're like, I don't care what the students think. It was great, right? Because you're going to get better. This class is going to get better and it's going to keep improving every single time. So remember that. Also, I recommend keeping an I love you folder in your email. Anytime somebody sends you something nice or compliments you or says, I really learned a lot from this assignment or I got a job because of this or anything like that, just put it in there. And then when you do get those negative course evaluations, you can go through and you can read them and be like, all right, there we go. Also, acknowledge that not everybody is going to resonate with every student. There are going to be some students who just don't like your teaching style, even though it's amazing. Same as there's going to be some amazing students who you just don't bond well with. And that's all right. You can still teach a great class that doesn't work for every single individual, right? Some other small things I want to leave you with before I sign off are, number one, if you have consistently been getting pretty negative course evaluations, sometimes that is not necessarily a specific complaint that the students have, but that these evaluations can sometimes reflect anger or dissatisfaction with an underlying facet of the course. So for example, does a class respect students as adult learners? Does it have enough autonomy? Are they having their voices heard? Are you respecting them or speaking down to them? Sometimes it's more these things than anything about the class specifically. So evaluate them. Think about the way that students are perceiving them and if there's anything that you could be doing differently to make your intentions known or to change the way you're thinking about the class or the students. Sometimes there is and sometimes there isn't. The other thing is to write down all of your ideas and suggestions in the same place you put your original reflections. Like, what are you going to do differently next time? Write it down where you will see it the next time you're going to teach it, because otherwise you'll forget, you'll get the same comments and you're like, oh crap, I meant to change that. Okay. And then lastly, if at all possible, try to do a midterm survey so you can know about some of these things before the final survey and change them. So if you see a lot of this stuff coming up in the midterm survey, sometimes you'll have a chance to be like, hey, look, I noticed a lot of you thought this class was really hard. Here's how we're going to do that. Change that in the next few weeks. I'm going to help you. I know it's hard and here's why, et cetera. So I have a whole different episode on a midterm survey and I will link to that as well as some other episodes that you or other resources that you might find helpful if you are currently dealing with any kind of negative course evaluations. So I'd love to hear any thoughts or feedback that you have, or if you've dealt with any particularly nasty course evaluations, any other feedback you have, please send it my way. And I hope this was helpful. Take care.